radiocatskill.org. Bid, win, support Radio Catskill.
Welcome to the Local Edition, local news and information to keep you connected in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Jason Dole. Thank you for joining us. Coming up, it's summertime. It's summertime in the Catskills. Traditionally a time when more and more people come to the area looking for something fun to do. We'll talk to Roberta Byron Lockwood of the Sullivan County Catskills Visitors Association about summer tourism. She'll be joining us live coming up in the second half of the program. But first, cannabis is now legal in New York State, but what does that mean? What happens now? Staff reporter Isabel Braverman from the Sullivan County Democrat recently wrote a series of articles about the new marijuana law and how it will affect Sullivan County. And our own Patricio Rubio spoke to Isabel just earlier today about this series, and here's what she had to say.
The series is called Seeing Green, which is sort of a play on, you know, green is the color of a hemp or marijuana plant, and also in terms of money, so talking about the economic impact that the legalization of marijuana and hemp is going to have on the county. So the series takes a look sort of at three different aspects of it. The first part talked about the industrial hemp industry, and that is using hemp for products such as textiles or paper. You can even use it as building materials. In food, you can make rope out of it. There's actually a lot of uses that it can be utilized for. And that first part focuses on Heather Brown is the sustainability coordinator for Sullivan County. And so she talks about the industrial hemp industry and wanting to bring it to Sullivan County and how the county can really attract that industry here, especially because we already have a lot of farms. Dairy farms especially have a lot of land that they could use for that. The second part of the series focused more on hemp in terms of using it for CBD, which has been legal in New York State since 2017, I believe. And that story, I spoke with a local farmer, Andrew Rosner, and his business partner, Kristen Hallett. They have a farm in Long Eddy where they grow hemp plants for the purpose of CBD. He spoke about also how Sullivan County could be a great place for more farms to come in and utilize the land. And it will, you know, contribute to the economy here. The third part of the series focuses more on the legalization of adult use or recreational. It can, you know, kind of use both terms, marijuana. That, of course, was just passed in New York State on March 31st as part of a legislation package that the New York State legislature worked on for a couple years, actually, and then was signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. And that story goes into some more of the details of the legalization bill.
So, right, it's recreational marijuana is now legal in New York State. Is the law finalized as far as the details goes on how it's going to be distributed in New York State? Who's allowed to open dispensary, who gets a license and things like that? Is that sort of finalized already, or are they still sort of working out the kinks still?
Right. Yeah. So that's a really good question. And kind of both. So the law is, you know, officially passed and legalized, and the state established the Office of Cannabis Management, and they will be tasked with implementing the law and sort of figuring out all the details, you know, all the things that will need to be put in place, such as you know, the regulations, applications, permitting, any zoning issues that may come up. And so they're currently working on that. And many people are predicting that they expect it to be set up not until 2022 is, you know, when they're predicting things will be sort of put in place and, you know, things like dispensaries and stores can begin to open.
So it looks like there's going to be some time between now and the time that someone can actually go to a store and to buy marijuana, like they would to go to a liquor store and buy a bottle of wine.
Right. Yeah. So it's definitely off in the future. It might, you know, it might even be a little bit later than 2022. They're saying that's the earliest that they see it happening.
Medical marijuana has been legal for quite some time already, and there are dispensaries nearby in Orange County and Ulster County. A medical marijuana patient has to register with the state, and which costs money, and has to find a doctor to certify them, which also costs money. So what happens now that marijuana is legal recreationally? What happens to those dispensaries, and what happens to those medical marijuana patients?
Yeah, so for the third part of my story, I spoke with David Holland. He's an attorney who lives both in New York City and Narrowsburg, and he's been very involved in working on the cannabis legislation for over 20 years. And so he spoke a little bit about that. I don't know all the details, but he did say that there are currently, I believe, 10 medical marijuana dispensaries in the state, and basically they will be given preference in terms of becoming a site, a dispensary site for people. So he said that it's possible that they may even be able to allow for that before 2022.
Right. And that would make sense. These places are set up or ready to go and they're selling the marijuana already.
Right.
Now that it's legal here in New York State, and there's obviously a certain amount that a person can have on them, a certain amount that people can have in their home. And I will refer folks to your article to make sure they get the details to correct there. But like I said, it's legal, but just as of right now, you can't sell it, but you can possess it, but not sell it. Is that right?
Right. That's correct. I believe I don't have the exact numbers. You can have a certain amount of plants at your home. And a certain amount on you.
Now, on the plant growing, is that you could do that now, or is that still being worked on as when you can start growing at home? Because I saw some conflicting dates online that some say that you can start growing next year, and some said you won't be able to grow until 2025, and mainly due to the regulations they have to put in place for home growing.
I thought it was starting now. I could be wrong. I would have to check on that.
Yeah. People who've been arrested for low-level marijuana charges, like carrying with them or smoking in public or in something like that, what happens to those people who are currently in jail still?
Right. So that is also something that David Holland, the attorney, spoke about. I don't have all the exact details, but preference will be given to people who had criminal offenses, especially those from communities that have been unfairly impacted by being arrested for marijuana. That is, largely minority communities. Statistics show that minorities are arrested or have been arrested for marijuana at much higher levels than other people. 87.5% of all cannabis arrests in New York were of people of color. So this law, I would say really makes a point to address that. And like I said, if people did have a criminal charge, they will be given preference to potentially open up their own business, have their own dispensary. They will be given, some grant funding and other supports to help them with that.
Recently, Orange County, towns and cities like Middletown and Crawford, has stated that they're looking the option of opting out, which is, I believe, what's in language in the law now, that while it's legal in New York State, towns, villages might, or counties might be, have the right to opt out of it and not have it sold in their towns or villages. Do you know where Sullivan County stands? Has that been brought up yet?
So the law actually does not include counties. It's only cities, towns, and villages. So Sullivan County as a whole would not be able to opt out. You know, they wouldn't be able to make that decision. It really is down to the towns and villages. And then if they do choose to opt out, they would have to pass a local law by December 31st of 2021 or 9 months after the date of the legislation. So there is a time limit if they want to opt out. I also have heard that if, say, a town decides that they want to opt out, that will be put to a referendum vote in that town. So the people who live in that town would be able to vote on it. And in terms of, I here in Sullivan County, I have not heard anything yet. I think it's still pretty early. So as far as I know, I've not heard any talk about any town or village who may want to opt out, but I'm sure, maybe some things will come up in the future.
Have you heard anything from law enforcement, local law enforcement, as far as their views on it?
I have not. Yeah, I haven't yet. I think, one big thing.
From what I remember, when recreational marijuana was first brought up and was going to be made legal pre-pandemic, some of the concerns that local law enforcement had was impaired driving and how they can detect people driving under the influence. And there was going to be a rise in accidents and all this stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So the series is done already, and those who want to read it and find out all the details of this new marijuana law, go check it out at scdemocratonline.com and search for Isabel Braverman or search for her articles there. What happens now, Isabel? What's the next steps as far as New York State for legal marijuana? Where do we go from here?
Right. So I think right now it really comes down to this newly created Office of Cannabis Management. That will also include it will be governed by a 5-member board. The members will be appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo, and each house of the legislature will appoint 1 member. And that is really, I think, where it stands right now. And going forward, maybe in the next year or so, they will be in charge of getting down to the nitty gritty, really figuring things out. I think as we, could see, there's a lot of unanswered questions still. And so they will be tasked with answering all those questions and putting things in place. And then I believe the next step after that is people will begin to start applying to get, permitting to open a dispensary. And I think, it remains to be seen, but I would probably think that a lot of people are going to want to do that. That's what happened in Colorado when they legalized marijuana. They called it not a gold rush, but a green rush, because so many people were wanting to come there to open up their dispensaries and their farms. And I think we could potentially see that happening here across New York State, and especially in Sullivan County, with all of our open land and room for economic development.
Well, thank you, Isabel, for letting us know what's going on with the new recreational marijuana law. And please come back to the show and let us know what's happening in the future and what's things as things develop, and especially when new dispensary opens up. So
yeah, I'll definitely continue to follow up on this and keep writing about it. Thanks for having me.
This is Patricia Robayo for WJFF Radio Catskill.
And thanks, as always, to Patricia Robayo and Isabel Braverman for joining us. And thank you for listening. This is the Local Edition. We've got our next guest be up in just one moment. We'll check in live with the Sullivan County Visitors Association. So hold on. We'll be right back. This is Radio Catskill.
Writer Clint Smith asks why some historic landmarks are honest about America's legacy of slavery, but many more ignore it.
What does it mean for a site to be a place of celebration for someone and to be a site of violence for another? And how can those two people experience the same place in such different ways?
Writer and educator Clint Smith. That's on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
Wednesday afternoon at 2 on Radio Catskill.
Radio Catskill. Public radio for the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Local edition, local news and information. We're keeping you connected in Northeast Pennsylvania and right here in the Catskills. And boy, summer is here. You might have noticed the heat this week and now humidity as well. Of course, as you may have noticed, last year the pandemic postponed or canceled many events and activities that usually would have happened during the summer. But now with the vaccine here, what will summer tourist season look like in Sullivan County? To help us answer that question and to tell us more, it's Roberta Byron Lockwood, President and CEO of the Sullivan Catskills Visitors Association, on the phone with us now. Hello, Roberta. Welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be back here again with you. As always, I love to share all good things about our beautiful Sullivan Catskills.
Well, we want to get into all of that here in the time that we have to talk. But first, I do want to say congratulations on winning the Excellence in Leadership Career Achievement Award from New York State Tourism. So congratulations for that.
Why, thank you. It's such an honor. No greater honor than be honored by your peers.
You've got a long career in tourism. What do you think? How have you done it for this long? What can you attribute to this success?
Perseverance. I have had the distinct pleasure of representing New York State throughout my entire career, from an upstate region to I Love New York at that helm. And then, of course, my past couple of decades here, I have spent in the beautiful Sullivan Catskills, and it has been my distinct pleasure to work with all of our wonderful attractions and all of our businesses and our hotels and our restaurants to create what we know and the entire world knows now is the Sullivan Catskill brand. And I think it's resonated. I think it's spotlighted. And it's just such an exciting time and so wonderful to watch as, you know, not only nationally, but globally and locally, we all take pride and resonate with this wonderful brand that we have and the growth. And all the visitors that are just continuously coming back again and again. And, we've broken the record 2 years in a row as far as the greatest amount of visitor spending in New York State. So we're very proud of that, and we're very proud of our properties. And I just attest it, too. We've got some of the greatest properties in the world, and I've had the distinct pleasure and honor of representing what I think are some of the most magnificent areas of the state.
You know, we spoke a couple times last year and really highlighted the work that you and a whole coalition of folks are doing to keep local businesses going, to keep serving those who come to visit the area, even in odd times last year. But all of that, in some degree or another, is behind us. What's summer 2021 going to look like?
I think summer 2021 is going to go right out of the park. We're going to knock it out of the park. Response to the Sullivan Catskills has been incredible. Since we began the year, we saw an increase of upward 30% in inquiry and interest. We've already dipped the numbers from 2019 when we were record-breaking. And we're very confident that with all of the existing businesses that truly, truly persevered to make their way through this COVID pandemic. And, you know, with all that and facing us, look at the incredible openings that we're going to be experiencing in 2021. Already have a couple under our belt, but we've got some incredible new facilities, properties to add to our exclusive tourism portfolio in the Sullivan Catskills. And as we onboard newer properties and we also reopen some of our properties that are very important and pivotal to the growth and success of the Sullivan Catskills. I think you're going to see by the end of the season and but as we approach the summer, an incredibly vibrant, exciting, and profitable summer for all of our businesses, for our residents, our county, and everyone. And I'm sure it's going to be an experience that all of our visitors are going to come back again and again.
In terms of the types of things that people are coming for, you know, forgetting 2020 altogether, what's different about what people are coming for now, if anything, than what they were coming for a few years ago? Is there anything that's significantly new or different, or any trends that you've noticed that caught your attention?
Well, I mean, one of the most obvious ones right now is as vaccinations were taking place and more people are inoculated, you're seeing that as those populations got their vaccines, they immediately started to travel. And it was fun to watch on the dashboard. You can almost see, as it was available, how quickly the response and, you know, resonated, and they started to join us here. But the trend that we're seeing is visitors are very, very much looking for this experience, that authentic experience that you can find right here in our Sullivan Catskills. They're looking for that close to the city destination that we are. We're 90 minutes away from Manhattan. It's an easy trip and a consistent trip. We have some incredible properties. We have everything from water parks to the casino, Resort World's Catskills, to Bethelwood, that we're all plugging, waiting to make sure that we're going to get this open at full capacity, because it is such a vital jewel to the middle of the Sullivan Catskill story. Our water park, we're waiting for it to be able to reopen, because we are confident that it is just going to be bustling with great experiences for families. But we're finding they're desiring that. Our craft beverages, I have to tell you that the interest in traveling our craft beverage trail, getting outdoors, enjoying our outdoors, our beautiful river, fly fishing, just fishing, and just the tranquility and the beauty and the majestic backdrop that we have here. It's just, it's so, you know, you click your heels and you say, we're home. And it's amazing, because everybody wants to come here. I think that the interest, we've done a great deal to spotlight with influencers and writers how significant our properties are. We've got so many new growths under the Foster Supply hospitality team, and the great new products that they have presented. We have the Eldred Preserve that's opened its doors with the Homestead and the Bradston. And there's such interest and that excitement, and they all want to be here and be a part of it. We're reopening Calicoon Hills, and just the interest over there has been absolutely exceptional. To be able to get back into the swing of things and come back and bring your conferences and your groups and enjoy our Resort World's Catskills has been so incredible for everybody. And then you start to add to that, we've got so many outdoor happenings, and the music is starting to come to life again, and people are talking, and they want to get up here, and they want to learn when they can come up and visit and experience. We just saw last weekend, Babes Ride Out was here over in Narrowsburg area, women motorcyclists enjoying and experiencing the beauties, our main streets, our quaint communities and towns along the river, are just everything that we have. It's like we've painted this incredible picture, and it's so delightful to step back and watch them enjoy those unusual shops and the eclectic ability to just go and get those wonderful different one-of-a-kind finds and shop and dine and go into one of our tasting rooms and just, it's so incredible. I'm so excited. We have a brew. We have obviously our craft brew and spirits and winery trail and cideries. And that's such an up and coming. And there's so much interest in that. Our farm to table experience. I mean, you truly can visit the farms here. You can go to a farm to table dinner. You can forage for your food, and you can actually see it and present it to you and experience your meal right before you. It's just an incredible time to be a part of the Sullivan Catskills, because I have got to tell you that we have got some of the most incredible businesses, and I am telling you that the industry is interested. Our visitors are interested, and I just know we're going to have an exciting, I'm all excited because now the weather is great and everybody's chatting.
You definitely
and
sound
our
excited.
Inquiries are coming in, and everybody is just so happy. We're getting so many things out the door, and excitement is abounding, and we are going to add to our duck trail this year as well.
The Dove Trail, well, just to explain, just to remind folks, the Dove Trail, you guys spearheaded this effort for the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, which was already 2 summers ago now, in 2019. And ultimately, there was, 50 doves that got put up in front of local businesses and attractions?
Throughout the entire county, we had our towns, our villages, our businesses, all took part in this, and we have so many. We have 50 hosts out there, and visitors just have been wildly excited about it. People have gone on that trail over and over again. It's brought families together, our visitors. It's just a great, unique way. And I got to tell you, during our COVID time, it was a great way to get out and enjoy and be very distant at that time. So it's had some wild success. And we had mentioned, you know, we were going to look in 2019, what the plan was for 2020, to give the opportunity for an additional 10 doves to join this legacy trail. And, of course, COVID made that very difficult for us to be able to go forward with. So, as promised, we reached out in 2021, and the minute we did, we already have our 10 dove hosts all set up. And thank you, WJFS. You are one of our hosts. We're very excited to have a dove be a part of the JFF new location.
I'm excited to hear it. That's news you're breaking for me. I've got my head down buried in radio work. I didn't know about the dove coming. Now that you say it, it does sound familiar. This might have been mentioned once before, but that's I'm excited about that as well. So we'll Radio Catskill have our own dove. I love going around seeing them. I have my own personal favorites. And we've got like even the posters that you put up that came
out.
We've got one of them right here on the door in the studio. So this is cool. We'll have a dove coming home.
You do, and we're going to expand on it, and we're going to market all of them, and we're very excited about, you know, the summer of 2021 affording us the ability to have some unveilings of new doves to join. We're excited for our hosts, and we're excited for the Sullivan Catskills because I am confident that everybody's going to go through, visit these new 10 doves, as well as go back and visit all the other 50. And they're just so beautiful, and they're so well-preserved, and it's just a beautiful part of the landscape here. And I think people take pause, and it's just stopping, taking that selfie. And we encourage everybody to hashtag it, Sullivan Catskills, Sullivan Catskills Dove Trail. And as they do, it comes into a gallery on our website. And everybody can see the excitement and the happiness that all of them bring. And as people do that and they visit and they travel and they hashtag, it's so much fun to be able to present that live on our website as they're enjoying themselves throughout our Sullivan Catskills.
And you know, I don't know, don't get too carried away with this, but honestly, though, the doves sum up multiple things about our area. They reference our history, coming as they do as a reference to the Woodstock era. They reference the artistry that exists in the area and gets the artists out working on them. And they you know, also they're there in front of businesses. They're there in front of nonprofit spaces. They're out in the environment, which people love going around to see anyway. So it kind of brings all of those things together. Roberta, we're gonna have to get going now, but what's the best place for people to get more info about Sullivan Catskills Visitors Association?
Visit us on our website, sullivancatskills.com, or give us a call in our offices, 845-747-4449, or stop and visit us at the visitor center. Come and get your dove poster. Come and get your new collateral pieces and trails and antique trails and cultural trails and all the fun things that we have to offer in the Sullivan Catskills. We're open daily, stop in and visit us. We'd love to see you.
Oh, Roberta, it's great talking to you again. Thank you for the burst of good positive energy here.
Well, thank you, and it's always a pleasure, and I look forward to joining you again soon.
All right, thank you. Well, that's going to do it. That's the local edition. Local news, information, keeping you connected in Northeast Pennsylvania, right here in the Sullivan County Catskills. My name's Jason Dole. I've been your host. I will be back tomorrow.